Hello, and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on deploying Windows Vista and 2007 Office System with Business Desktop Deployment 2007. My name is Peter Lammers. Business Desktop Deployment, or BDD, has changed the face of scaled desktop deployments, providing true end-to-end guidance and automation for all required desktop deployment processes. During this session, we'll explore how BDD 2007 enables light touch and zero touch deployment of Windows Vista and the 2007 Microsoft Office system to the desktop. We will look at how the deployment toolset has changed for operating systems and for Office. Both are now language neutral and designed with deployment in mind. However, some of the tools that you are accustomed to using have become obsolete. We will look specifically at how a Windows Vista deployment will be accomplished. We will see how the new WIM image format works and how to design a light touch or zero touch deployment of the new operating system. Then we will focus on 2007 Microsoft Office and how Office deployment will change with this new version. Finally, we will tour and use the new Business Desktop Deployment 2007 Solution Accelerator. The newest version of this tool is more usable and includes helpful wizards and checklists to help you step through the potentially complex process of planning and executing a major deployment. As with most TechNet sessions, some prior experience of Microsoft technologies or similar technologies is always helpful. Here's a brief overview of what would be helpful but not essential for this session. As we go through today's session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we'll explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or from other versions of Microsoft products that we may not spend time on. To help you out, we have listed the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with either prior to the session or to reference afterwards. It will be helpful to have some experience deploying a desktop operating system. Even if your experience has been with the high-touch manual process, it will help you to understand the pains and how Microsoft solutions will reduce the cost of deployment. We'll be talking extensively about Systems Management Server 2003 and the next release, System Center Configuration Manager 2007. Although not essential, it will be helpful if you have some experience with SMS. We will be talking about the changes in Office deployment for Office 2007. So it will be helpful if you have some administrative installation of Office, such as using administrative install points created using setup.exe/a. To cover the topics mentioned and to keep the session flow going, we have divided the session up to the following agenda items. First, we will introduce the many changes to deployment included in the new Vista architecture. Vista is delivered in a new file format that exposes new technologies and features for deployment. Then we will turn our attention to deploying Office 2007. We will look at how deploying Office 2007 is different from previous Office deployments. For instance, the new version of Office is language neutral. This will simplify deploying in multi-language environment. Last, we will look at the new version of Business Desktop Deployment, or BDD 2007. This new version of BDD is designed to take into account the new features of Office 2007 and Vista. Let's start by talking about the top 10 things you will need to deal with when deploying Windows Vista. Administrators will need to learn a few new procedures as they prepare for Windows Vista deployment. First, we need to get used to very large desktop images. The days of burning off an image to a CD is over. The images will only fit onto DVDs since the image will typically be 2 gigabytes or more. This shouldn't affect you too much, other than the additional disk space and network bandwidth requirements. If you are using physical media for your images, you will either need a DVD drives on the desktops, or you can start using portable USB drives with a rapidly expanding capacity. You will also need to examine your desktop environment for Windows Vista requirements, especially if you have partitioned your drives. The Windows Vista operating system may no longer fit into the partitions you created for your Windows 2000 or Windows XP desktops. There are a variety of security changes in Windows Vista that you'll need to be aware of when deploying the new operating system to the desktop. With file system and registry redirection, a user who does not have full administrator rights on the desktop will not be able to write directly to the system files or directly change registry settings. Programs that attempt to make these changes will be redirected to a virtual space within the user's profile. This means that Windows Vista will run applications using standard user rights when the same application may have failed under Windows XP. So with Windows Vista, you have the real ability to run all your users with standard user rights without local administrator access. User account control protects your users if they are still running with full administrator rights by running with standard user rights and then prompting them whenever an action requires the use of their administrator privileges. For the most part, the term power user is eliminated from Windows Vista with UAC. In Windows XP, the idea was that a user running as a power user had the functionality of an administrator with the system protection benefits of running the user as a standard user. In reality, there were so few features disabled that the power user profile was almost identical to the administrator profile. Windows Vista still offers a user profile called power user, but that should no longer be the profile you use. Keep your focus on implementing the standard user profile and take advantage of file and registry redirection to maintain the functionality they need. We've redesigned the servicing and componentization of Windows Vista, meaning that the operating system itself is made up of a bunch of components. Each component is self-describing in that it contains a manifest that lists the different configuration options you can set for the component. Patches, service packs, and language packs are components that are applied on top of Windows Vista, so you'll need to get used to working with these components and the configuration options available in Package Manager and Image Manager to control the configuration of the computer. Drivers are also treated as components of Windows Vista by the system, in that the drivers are injected into the system as separate, individual items that can be configured. The key benefit of this is that, like hotfixes and service packs, drivers can be injected into the operating system image offline using the System Image Manager. Instead of updating your complete images each time a new patch, service pack, or driver becomes available, you'll inject these components into the offline image so that they are applied when the image is deployed. When deploying the images to the hard drive of a new computer, the system will get the base image with each of the components added before the system boots for the first time. Each component is self-describing. You can see the features and configurations for each component. This includes patches, language packs, and service packs. We will use Package Manager and Windows System Manager to configure these components. Drivers are perceived and used by the operating system as a component, which is why adding them to the image is so elementary. The big change to the Windows setup process is that it is now an exclusively image-based process with no text mode setup and no more WinNT.exe or WinNT32.exe. Everything is now being executed in Windows PE, and everything uses setup.exe. Setup.exe is either a 32-bit or 64-bit executable, depending on what operating system you are deploying. If you explore the files on the Windows Vista installation media, the image file, install.wim, is an image that has been sysprepped. So the image can be deployed directly to your computer without any additional setup or customization. The boot process in Windows Vista has also changed. The boot.ini file is no longer used and has been replaced by a file called BCD, or boot configuration data, which is a new registry file that keeps track of what used to be in the boot.ini file. If you are used to editing boot.ini in Notepad, you need to get used to managing the BCD file using tools like BCDEdit to manage that configuration information. Several text files needed to be managed with Windows XP and previous operating systems. Unattend.txt controlled the initial installation, sysprep.imp controlled the mini setup, and winbom.ini listed the features that you were installing and command line text files that were executed during setup. All of these files are now consolidated into a single file called unattend.xml that controls all of these functions. This does not mean that you can just use one unattend.xml file to control everything, but you could if you choose, or you can use multiple unattend.xml files to control individual components. These XML files use a common format that maps to the components of the operating system and are uniform to all deployment scenarios. You will typically use the Windows System Image Manager to create and edit these XML files. Notepad is no longer the preferred editing tool for Windows setup configuration, and if you start looking at these unattend.xml files, you'll understand why. Once you use the Image Manager to create an unattend.xml file, it is easy to open the file in Notepad and modify settings as needed, but it would be difficult to add and configure new components to the operating system using it. The graphical Windows System Image Manager will be much easier for you to use for complex customizations. Typos will no longer be a concern. The User State Migration Tool, or USMT, is also moving into XML files instead of INF files for Windows Vista. The format of the new XML file is easy to follow and understand what is going to happen to the system, whereas this task was difficult with the INF format. The system configuration tools are graphical interfaces for viewing and modifying these XML documents. That file will be called usmt.xml. With Windows Vista, you no longer have to worry about different hardware abstraction layers, or HALs, for different computers. Windows Vista is HAL independent, so one image can be deployed to all hardware. In order to make this possible, we've dropped support for non-ACPI compliant hardware. This should not be an issue, since ACPI was developed about 10 years ago, so you probably would not plan on deploying Windows Vista on a 10-year-old system. With the introduction of Windows Vista, DOS is eliminated and replaced with the Microsoft Windows pre-installation environment. Windows PE is a full 32-bit or 62-bit environment that is designed to be the core of the operating system deployment process. Windows PE has replaced DOS for all deployments. Even the consumer media installation uses WinPE. This means that all deployments make use of the same process, making installations much more modular. A typical Windows PE is around 100 megabytes, but can access plug-and-play, run VBScript, and access databases. In the past, you could not get Windows PE without being an OEM or a major corporation. Now everyone will have access to this tool. As part of switching to a WinPE imaging, the WIM format will be the mode of choice for all installations. Windows Image Format is a form of compressed file that you can read and modify. You can use it to apply an installation to a hard drive without losing other data on that drive. In most deployment scenarios, you will want to wipe the drive completely, however. Instead, use user state capture and move all the preserved data to a local instead of a network location during migration. This will cut down on network traffic. There is no longer a source directory, such as the I386 directory. Instead, you'll have the pre-install, pre-configured WIM file. Optional components are all included in the WIM file. Everything is on the computer. There are just features that are not activated. Windows Vista at its core is language neutral. There are no longer localized versions. Some versions will be limited to the number of language packs, but Enterprise and Ultimate versions can run multiple language packs simultaneously. Language packs can be added or removed from a system as necessary, without otherwise altering the installation. The new version of the Microsoft Solution Accelerator for Business Desktop Deployment is designed to guide the administrator through the deployment process. It shows you how to use the new tools together. It provides the guidance and steps for a deployment process from start to finish. Even if you are going to take your existing process and modify it, the BDD 2007 would be a useful reference to compare your process with the Microsoft best practice. The BDD 2007 will be available at the same time as Windows Vista. You will learn more about BDD later in this session. The tool set for migrations is part of the core changes in operating system deployment. Here is a quick look at some of the tools that could come into play during your migration. Some of them are not dramatically changed from previous versions, while others are brand new, offering new functionality. We will cover many of these in greater detail in the rest of the session. Sysprep does not change in function, although some of the wording will change. Setup replaces the features that you are familiar with from WinNT32. ImageX is a tool used for imaging and mounting images. Windows System Image Manager is the tool used for editing the unattend.xml files that now define most of the image deployment. PEImage is the command line utility for adding and removing optional components from and adding optional drivers to Windows PE. Windows Deployment Services is the next generation of RIS. As we move to image-based deployment, WDS provides image management capabilities to remote installation services. PNPUtil is an online utility used for adding drivers to the image. PKG Manager is the utility that allows you to add and remove feature components to a Windows Vista installation. OC Setup works with PKG Manager. BCD Edit edits the boot configuration data. Application Compatibility Toolkit 5.0 is a lifecycle management tool for your applications. It assists you in identifying and managing your application portfolio and reducing the cost and time involved in resolving application compatibility issues. It will help you quickly deploy Windows Vista and Windows XP with Service Pack 2 operating systems without losing functionality of your existing applications. User State Migration Tool 3.0 captures desktop and application settings, as well as user accounts and user files, and then migrates them to a new Windows installation. USMT can help you improve and simplify your migration process. You can use it for both side-by-side and wipe-and-load migrations. BitLocker is a data encryption feature of Windows Vista. It will make data stored on a hard drive more secure. It can be helpful in bringing an organization in compliance with Sarbanes-Oxley, HIPAA, or other regulations. In terms of migration, BitLocker is useful in ensuring that decommissioned hard drives are not accessible. Large-scale operating system deployments are easiest when you can accomplish them without touching the systems and can schedule the installations from a central location. Systems Management Server, or SMS 2003 OS Deployment Feature Pack, is one deployment option to consider, particularly if you have already implemented SMS or System Center in your organization. Windows Server Update Services is largely unchanged from the previous version. Deployments are best done with zero touch using managed tools such as System Center Configuration Management Tools. System Center Essentials is a simplified deployment tool that can be used like WSUS to get software deployment capabilities on top of the WSUS infrastructure. If you do not need SMS, System Center Essentials provides deployment without the fully featured SMS solution. System Center Configuration Manager 2007 is the upcoming version of SMS with enhanced deployment capabilities. Look for advanced deployment tools when the new Microsoft Configuration Manager tool is released in 2007. With the introduction of these new tools, some of the tools that you are familiar with are no longer applicable. A lot of the deployment tools that are familiar to the administrator are no longer a part of the deployment process. Remote Installation Services, or RIS, is replaced by Windows Deployment Services, WDS. However, WDS includes RIS legacy support. Although RipRep and RIS Setup do not work with Windows Vista, you can still use the commands with your pre-existing images. As opposed to RIS, WDS includes native support for Windows PE as a boot operating system. WDS unifies on a single image format, taking advantage of the new WIM file format. There is also an extensible and better performing Pixie server component. Finally, there is a new client menu for selecting boot operating systems. As we mentioned earlier, we will no longer use Setup Manager and text files manually edited with Notepad to control installations. That phase of a deployment is replaced by Windows System Image Manager and the unattend.xml file. WinNT.exe and WinNT32.exe are no longer the installation executables. These have both been replaced by setup.exe and the WinWim images. In Windows XP, we use SysOC Manager to install optional components to the computer. It required the inf file.inf and potentially an answer file. Due to the component architecture, we will now use OC Setup with the name of the component that you want to activate. PKG Manager will be used to add components to an offline image. Finally, MS-DOS boot floppies are no longer usable for the installation process. Windows PE is the desired path to the new installation. All of these changes result in a cleaner, cheaper, and easier deployment. It does, however, mean that there are some new things to learn, and some of your existing processes will require re-engineering. As we will see in the rest of this session, the new Business Desktop Deployment Solution Accelerator is the reference work and process tool to align your process with the new features of a Windows Vista desktop deployment. It includes tools such as the Windows Automated Installation Kit to enable your new deployment process. It also includes documentation that is guided by Microsoft best practices for the planning and execution of deployments. What does BDD do? The entire goal of all the new developments in Microsoft desktop deployment is simple: easier deployment of the desktop and applications. The Application Compatibility Toolkit version 5.0 includes Vista-specific evaluators and filters to help you look only at the files that matter to you. Additional application compatibility features are built right into Windows Vista. The Windows Vista Application Compatibility Assistant will guide a user as to what compatibility mode to use when running legacy programs. Finally, the BDD Solution Accelerator provides processes and documentation for working through the critical application compatibility process of a Windows Vista deployment. The WIM image format will reduce the number of images that the IT department will have to design, maintain, and update. In addition, the update process will be much simpler since drivers, service packs, and other files can be added offline. You will no longer have to maintain a golden image, install it on a lab computer, modify it, sysprep it, and create a new updated image. The new process is documented in the BDD Solution Accelerator. Since the actual desktop imaging process with the WIM image does not require a reformat of the desktop hard drive, local data can be preserved. You can design your user state migration to store the user state in a local directory on the hard drive instead of shipping all user state data across the network to a server location. This will be simpler to design, faster, and will prevent the network from being clogged with migration-related data. Since Windows Vista is built for deployment, the consistent upgrade process will mean that additional upgrades and even rollbacks to earlier versions will be predictable and achievable. As you migrate to Vista, you will be assured of the standardization of your desktops and the ability to smoothly add new patches and applications with predictable results. All of these features and tools are covered in BDD 2007, which encapsulates all of the wisdom and applications that explain the best way to achieve a painless and successful deployment of the new desktop. It combines Microsoft and Microsoft partner experience from the deployment of over 5 million desktops into a linear guide for your desktop deployment. Now we can look at Office 2007 deployment. We have seen a lot of dramatic changes in the world of operating system deployments. Now we will turn our attention to productivity software and deployment of the new Office 2007 system. Here are the most notable changes in the deployment of Office 2007. Let's look at the top 10 changes to Office that will affect your deployment. First, there is a new user interface. It cannot be altered to look like the old one. Although Office 2007 is quite intuitive, you will need to expect some user training to adapt your user base to the new interface. In previous releases of Microsoft Office applications, people use a system of menus, toolbars, task panes, and dialog boxes to get their work done. The system worked well, but the applications had a limited number of commands. Now that the programs do so much more, the menus and toolbar system does not work as well. Too many program features are too hard for many users to find. For this reason, the overriding design goal for the new user interface is to make it easier for people to find and use the full range of features these applications provide. In addition, we wanted to preserve an uncluttered workspace that reduces distractions for users so that they can spend more time and energy focused on their work. With these goals in mind, we developed a results-oriented approach that makes it much easier to produce great results using the 2007 Microsoft Office applications. The traditional menus and toolbars have been replaced by the ribbon, a new device that presents commands organized into a set of tabs. The tabs on the ribbon display the commands that are most relevant for each of the task areas in Microsoft Word 2007, Microsoft PowerPoint 2007, Microsoft Excel 2007, or Microsoft Access 2007. For example, Word 2007 has tabs for writing, inserting, page layout, working with references, doing mailings, and reviewing documents. Excel 2007 has a similar set of tabs that make sense for spreadsheet work, creating worksheets, inserting objects like charts and graphics, page layout, working with formulas, managing data, and reviewing. These tabs simplify access to application features because they organize the commands in a way that correspond directly to the tasks people perform in these applications. There is a new file format for Office 2007 that provides several new functionalities. It is a fully documented XML schema inside of a compressed zip file. The XML format will open up the accessibility of documents in a heterogeneous environment, be more compact, and easier to search through and sort. This format is dramatically different from the current binary Office file format. Microsoft will be providing tools to help you through this transition. Add-ons will be available for Office XP and 2003 that will allow them to read and write to the new file format. The preferred deployment method is a locally installed source, or LIS installation. You can utilize group policy to deploy Office 2007, but it is not recommended. Administrative installation points are no longer possible. The remote process is to run setup, which will create the local install location, and then run the setup from there. You will not use setup/a to create that source. Instead, you can use the source direct from your media. The removal of administrative installation points is part of the strategy of the completely redesigned new setup engine. All products in the Office suite, as well as language packs, can now be installed from a single share. This will save space and reduce complexity. The new setup engine also performs extensive validation checks during upgrades, which should make an Office migration easier. Like Windows Vista, Office is language neutral at its core. The setup will attempt to install whatever languages are installed on the operating system, if they are available. English is no longer a required language pack for installation. Additional languages can be added at any time. The new setup process takes into account a couple of different paths for servicing Office 2007 installations with updates and service packs. You can slipstream updates into an installation, as you may have done in the past, creating a new single installation source for Office with service packs included in the initial installation. You can also install updates during installation, which may be an easier path. Of course, these installations are language neutral. There is a new Office customization tool that is part of setup.exe. Instead of creating the transforms that you may be used to creating with the custom installation wizard and the custom maintenance wizard, you will now perform the same tasks using setup.exe/admin to create an MSP or MS patch file. The settings are contained within that patch. That patch can be saved in the updates folder. Then an installation will automatically identify the configurations that are valid for the install that is being performed. These patches are also language neutral, so you will only need to create a single patch for all languages. further simplifying updates and installation management. The new migration tools developed for Office 2007 include the Office Migration Planning Manager, which will scan existing documents to identify compatibility issues. That information will be put into a database from which you can generate reports. You can also use the data from the Planning Manager scan with the File Conversion command line tools to perform batch conversions of the files. Office Resource Kit will also be updated significantly to use the new capabilities. It will include more step-by-step processes. For example, the Office Resource Kit will answer the question, "What steps do I need to do to perform an Office deployment?" It will also be more scenario-based and specifically cover what features are no longer available. Solution Accelerator for Business Desktop Deployment 2007 provides end-to-end guidance for deploying Office and Vista. The easiest way to deploy Office is generally to deploy it packaged with a new operating system deployment. That scenario is covered in BDD 2007, as well as deployment paths, which separate the operating system and application deployments. Guidance and tools are available for both scenarios. We already mentioned the new Office customization tool. It is started with setup.exe/admin. The resulting MSP files will specify what patches need to be applied with a particular installation. Unless there are multiple MSP files for an Office configuration, the installation will look in the Patches folder and automatically select the MSP file that pertains to it. If there are multiple MSPs that apply, install using the /admin-file switch and define which MS patch file to use. Office Migration Planning Manager will scan files and identify which ones need to be converted. The Office Migration Planning Manager scans disks and directories for legacy Office files. Once the scan is complete, the XML log files can be compressed into CAB files on the local computer. Use the SMS file collection job to retrieve the CAB or XML files and store them in a central location. With the included batch files, create DB and import scans, OMPM will create a database to store the scans. You can then use OMPM to create reports of the scans. Office File Conversion Tool is a command line program used in conjunction with the Office Migration Planning Manager. It is a tool for bulk file conversion. Those files identified by OMPM that require conversion can then be run through a bulk file conversion with the Office File Conversion Tool. The tool invokes Office and converts the files to the new Office 2007 format. Office file converters can be installed on existing computers running Office 2003 and XP. It is a simple MSI installation that can be deployed using SMS to those computers that still run previous Office versions. The Office file converters will allow workers using older versions of Office to interoperate with Office 2007 files. For versions prior to Office 2003, a standalone file conversion tool will be available. Existing configuration management tools could also help your Office 2007 deployment. A lot of the technologies we covered for Vista deployment can also be employed for your Office deployment. Among these are SMS, Windows Server Update Services, and any third-party configuration management tools that you may already use. When System Center Configuration Manager 2007 becomes available, it will include several features that would apply to an Office 2007 deployment. System Center Essentials is a management tool that will soon be released in the System Center product line. Microsoft is developing System Center Essentials 2007, or SCE 2007, as a proactive and unified management solution that enables IT professionals and mid-sized organizations to more efficiently secure, update, monitor, and troubleshoot their IT environments. To help you directly address your pain points, SCE 2007 provides proactive monitoring, troubleshooting, and asset tracking to keep your IT environment secure and up to date. It is intended to be a unified solution with a single console for managing your servers, clients, hardware, software, and IT services, and provide efficient execution of complex management tasks, like troubleshooting end-user issues, monitoring, and server and client software deployment. In addition to operating systems, the Business Desktop Deployment Solution Accelerator covers the deployment of Office. If you do deploy Office with an operating system, you have some options of how to deploy it. You can install Office on the reference image so that it is part of the deployed image. No further installation steps will be added to each desktop installation. If you are not going to have Office on all the computers, you can pre-stage Office and cache the LIS without installing and then install later. In a light touch deployment, you can install Office from a pre-staged LIS on the image or from a network share. This will work with either an upgrade or a refresh. If you are using the SMS 2003 OSD feature pack, you can install an Office system package as a part of the deployment after the operating system has been installed on the desktop. All these practices will ultimately achieve the same installation on the desktop. Select the one that is best suited for your deployment capabilities and requirements. Now we can demonstrate Office 2007 and the BDD. In this demonstration, we will create a new operating system package using BDD Workbench. We will use the BDD Workbench gathering process to collect all the applications, drivers, and additional packages for a build. Then we will create and deploy the build, making it available for users. The BDD Workbench uses MMC 3.0. It includes access to all the processes and documentation of the BDD. BDD also includes the Windows Automated Installation Kit, WAIK. We will use the WAIK to deploy a Windows Vista operating system without SMS. The distribution share is created upon installation of BDD. By default, it is located on the local drive with the most storage space. However, you can customize the share location when you install BDD. We can use either the entire Vista installation source or a customized captured image file as the basis of your operating system deployment. The first step of the deployment using BDD is to go through a gathering process. We will collect the operating system image, applications, and any drivers or language packs that are necessary for our organization. Through the course of this session, we will set up a complete deployment. BDD recognizes that the source directory is Vista Enterprise, so it uses that as the name of the directory by default. Now it would copy the Windows Vista source to the distribution share. However, for the sake of this demonstration's brevity, we will cancel this installation. We have already installed the Vista source from the DVD. The single WIMP file that we imported includes several different versions of Vista. This is one of the features of WIMP compressed images. Duplicate files are not doubled in the compressed WIMP image, so the size of the image does not grow significantly as additional images are added. Now we will install an application that will be available during the deployment. Specify the details for this application, including the publisher and application name. If an application is specific to a platform, BDD will define if the application runs on 32-bit or 64-bit architectures. As in the OS packaging process, we will locate the source. The source will be copied into the distribution share. In this case, the SMS client is an MSI. An MSI uses the Windows Installer framework. MSIs are easier to deploy as they are installation packages stored in a relational database. MSIs can be repaired and cleanly uninstalled through the Windows Installer API. BDD has scanned the directory and identified the SMS client MSI. Specify the quiet install mode for the application. If the installation uses a working directory different than the source directory, we can specify it here as well. The copy command will move the installation source into the distribution directory. The packages directory is the location for operating system packages, not to be confused with application packages in SMS. These will be Microsoft-provided components, such as hotfixes, language packs, service packs, and optional components. These products are CAB files that are specifically signed and contain a manifest so that the program like the BDD can properly utilize them. Installing drivers is a similar process. It will be an important part of our deployment to survey our desktops and what hardware we are supporting so that we can collect the appropriate drivers. SMS hardware inventory is a useful tool for this. Instead of selecting each driver individually, just point BDD Workbench at the top directory of the driver repository. It will scan the directory, tell you what you have, and catalog it. During deployment, the proper drivers will automatically be applied based on the hardware profile of the computer. Now that we have gathered the operating system, applications, language packs, and drivers, we will define a build that will tie all of these pieces together. Give the build a descriptive name. We will define the build by the company and the operating system. Use the comments field to record details of the build for future reference. Since the image that we are using has multiple images, select the VistaPro image that we plan to deploy. We can input our product key at this point. Note that the product key will be stored in plain text in the distribution share. Now, specify settings for the build. We will identify the organization and the default homepage for Microsoft Internet Explorer. The last step in the wizard is to define the administrator password for the build. This is the local workstation administrator. With Windows XP and Windows 2000, it was often necessary to make all users administrators of the local computer. Otherwise, users could not install software or modify settings. With Vista, that should no longer be true. User account control allows non-administrators to perform normal tasks. You can now secure the local administrator password and only use it for administrative tasks. Creating the build did not take nearly the time that it took to import the operating system or the packages. The build is just an association between the different elements in the distribution share. Some of the information that makes up the build is automatically populated from the operating system image. The data that you entered into the build wizard can be altered through the properties window. there are only a few of the elements of the build that you can edit. For access to all of the features, edit unattend.xml using Windows System Image Manager. In the Windows Image pane, you can manage granular parts of the image that you would have had to do in the past by installing a clean build, customizing settings, and then sysprepping the image. Any settings that you want to customize are available in the Windows Image pane. We will add an item to Internet Explorer Favorites. The unattend.xml file is divided into 7 steps. Each setting can be added to an appropriate step in the answer file. We will add the Contoso portal to the favorites list of our desktop. We can also specify what domain the computer should join. These settings will be triggered in the specialized phase of the deployment, after the basic operating system is in place and before applications are installed. Enter the credentials for the Active Directory Administrator user that can join users to the domain. Note once again that the password will be stored in plain text in unattend.xml. The OOBE, or out-of-box experience, pass configures settings that are applied during the first boot experience for end users. The out-of-box experience is also called Windows Welcome. It performs a small set of tasks necessary to run Windows. In the System Image Manager, we can customize how out-of-box experience functions. Close Windows System Image Manager. Although it is still possible to use a text editor to manage unattend.xml, the Windows System Image Manager already has all the features available. In addition, it validates unattend.xml and saves it. The build properties also contain a link to the task sequencer. The task sequencer was originally built for System Center 2007 as a method of tracking complex tasks such as deployments. The task sequencer is provided with recommended processes. It can be customized by adding or altering group or individual tasks that are a part of the deployment. A task can be assigned a condition. The provided process is quite thorough and based upon the BDD best practices. However, an organization will probably want to alter and expand the tasks to suit their situation. In the console tree, we can add an application like the SMS client application that we created earlier in the demonstration. Reorder any steps as necessary. In order to deploy images using the BDD framework, you must provide a Windows PE image. WinPE is the Windows pre-installation environment, a bare-bones operating system that is loaded onto the computer to perform any pre-installation tasks. WAIK includes the raw materials for WinPE image, but we need to create our custom WinPE as part of the deployment process. In a distributed environment with more than one deployment point, this wizard will create a separate deployment share that only has the relevant parts of this distribution share. saving the cost of duplicating these large files at each distribution point. We can create a DVD ISO image to install to remote sites that are not conveniently accessible over the Internet. The DVD image will be a bootable source containing WinPE, the operating system, and applications and drivers that make up the build. We can use the BDD workbench to create the distribution directory for an SMS operating system deployment program as well. This would come into play with a zero-touch deployment. We will create a single distribution share. This option is also used for lab testing and for creating a WinPE build for image capture. The Allow Application Selection During Upgrade page appears. The administrator can control whether additional available applications are installed at the time of the deployment. If there are concerns about application compatibility, we can prevent additional applications that are not a part of the build from being installed by the user. The WinPE that we are building can also be used to capture an image to be used for deployment using SysPrep. If you need this functionality, leave the feature enabled. Otherwise, it will be simpler for your users and technicians to disable image capture. Since the administrator password is specified in the unattend.xml file, the user does not need to be prompted for an administrator password. We did not provide the product key in the unattend.xml file, so we can prompt the user for it. We can specify the share, although the default is already correct for a single distribution point deployment. We configure the user state migration tool by stating if and where to save the user data and settings. We cannot save user data at all, essentially creating a fresh installation on the PC. We can specify a share or directory that will be used to store the data. The new WIM-based deployment model is non-destructive. That is, we do not need to wipe and reformat the entire system drive. Therefore, it is possible to store the data locally. In most all cases, it is desirable to prevent the gigabytes of user data and settings from traveling back and forth across the network. This option will try to store the data locally. If there is not enough space available, WinPE will place the data on the default share. We can also allow the user to configure user state options. We have now created a new deployment point. We can specify what platforms the new distribution point supports. The options from the wizard can be modified in the Rules tab. The Windows PE build will require drivers for the computers that it will boot. Since Windows PE is a network capable and relies on network access, unless you are performing a DVD deployment, you need to make sure the appropriate network drivers are available. We do not need to point it to our driver directory, since we have already done so in the gathering process. Windows will automatically identify which drivers it needs from the hardware profile of the desktop computer. WinPE can be delivered in several different ways. We can create a light-touch bootable ISO image. Additional directories can be injected into the WinPE build. This is not to be confused with adding directories to the actual image. In addition, we can brand the Windows PE build with a custom background bitmap. Now create the deployment point and the Windows PE build by clicking Update. We have seen how to get the Office files into the right network directory and how to use the config.xml file. We did most of the customization through the MSPs. Regardless of whether we are rolling out Office with an operating system deployment or as an Office-only deployment, we will run through the same process using setup.exe/config and specify the configuration file for the product that we want to install. In an upgrade-only install, you will use different guidance for project plans, user training, and possible challenges. A lot of materials for this will be available in the Office Resource Kit. If you have deployed SMS 2003 in your organization, it is likely the easiest way to deploy Office 2007. You have three different options. You can install directly from a distribution point. This may have some performance issues, since the distribution point will be overloaded with requests for large installation files. This method will work, but in a large environment, it will probably not be the most efficient way to roll out Office. As an alternative, you can instruct the SMS clients to download the entire setup and run from a local cache. In this way, setup will run at full bus speed once it has been downloaded. This does have the disadvantage that the entire cache will be downloaded, regardless of which versions or language packs the desktop will install. Obviously, you would want to avoid this sort of extraneous use of bandwidth if possible. Another disadvantage is the disk space. The Office Professional setup files are around 500 megabytes. Setup will require another 500 megabytes to run, and then the complete installation will be around 700 megabytes. This process will only work on computers that have at least 1.7 gigabytes of free disk space. The third variation is to run setup with the cache-only setup options to simply populate the local install setup. Setup will run faster, since it will not have to create the cache. As soon as this is populated, you can delete the SMS cache. This will only require 1 gigabyte or so at the point when the SMS cache is creating the LIS. You can also thin out the size of the installation by creating different MSPs for different Office 2007 configurations and running language pack additions as separate packages. Now we will talk more specifically about BDD. What do we want to do with BDD? What capabilities are present? How do we use those capabilities? What does the BDD contain? BDD 2007 is a new version of Business Desktop Accelerator, which is a kit of best practices and tools for deploying both Windows and Office. It is based on real-world experience from Microsoft partners, Microsoft consulting services, and users in the field. Microsoft has taken all of this experience and put it together in the BDD. It identifies the pain points and manual processes of a typical deployment and offers better ways of deploying. The overall goal of the BDD is to decrease the cost of deployment. The best way to do this is to reduce touch and relieve the IT department of performing repetitive tasks during a deployment. BDD 2007 breaks the process down into several portions and enables you to identify a team for each portion. Each team can deal with a discrete task that is integrated with the rest of the project. BDD 2007 updates this process for Windows Vista and Office 2007. We'll see how to deploy the 2007 Office system using SMS in the next demonstration. In this demonstration, we will add the source files from the 2007 Microsoft Office System Installation Media to BDD. In the previous demonstration, we have already gathered the operating system, the SMS client, and any language packs and drivers. Now we can bring Office 2007 into the package using BDD 2007 out of the box. Type the software publisher name, in this case, Microsoft. Type a name to identify the application. Browse for the application directory BDD will recognize the application. We can alter the default installation location if necessary. For Office, the default is preferable. When we set up the SMS client in the previous demonstration, it was necessary to include switches and customizations to the command line. Office will automate these customizations using MSP files, so we only need to enter setup.exe. Now we can copy the files into the distribution share. The entire installation source is now being copied to the application subdirectory of the local distribution share. Although we are using the source copied from a local volume, you can simply use the source DVD. The new version of BDD focuses on known pain points for the administrator. There are two deployment scenarios to choose from in BDD, light touch and zero touch. Light touch is the deployment path to choose if there is no management infrastructure, such as SMS, in place. A light touch deployment is manually initiated and not centrally controlled. The image can be passed over a network share or locally through physical media. As we saw earlier in this session, WDS replaces RIS as a deployment tool for light touch deployment. With WDS comes the ability to refresh or upgrade non-destructively. Light touch in BDD 2007 is a complete rewrite from BDD 2.5. Zero touch is not as different from BDD 2.5 than light touch. It accounts for Windows Vista and all the new tools that are available with it. Just as in BDD 2.5, Zero Touch Deployment leverages the SMS 2003 OS Deployment Feature Pack, an extension of the capabilities of SMS to enable Zero Touch Deployment of operating systems. The deployment can be completely automated. In many scenarios, it is unnecessary for a technician to visit the desktop at all. Central monitoring of the deployment is managed through Microsoft Operations Manager. Now we can look at the new BDD Workbench. In this demonstration, we will use BDD 2007 to customize and deploy 2007 Office system. We will import the source into BDD, then customize settings by editing config.xml and running the Office customization tool. Finally, we will run the installation on a workstation. Now we can view the properties of the new application. BDD recognizes that this is an Office source directory and provides specific features for Office. You can add an additional language or product from this window. Since Office is language neutral, the process of adding a language pack merely involves copying the new language folders into the application directory. By adding a language pack, every component of Office, not just those that you are deploying, will have the additional language options. Adding a product copies the product language neutral installation directory into the application distribution share. The advantage of keeping all the Office products in the same application directory is that it saves space. If you need to deploy both Office Professional and Office Standard, you do not need to maintain deployment shares with two copies of Microsoft Excel and Microsoft Word. To install multiple products, either run setup twice or add the command line for the second product at the end of config.xml. We will look at config.xml in just a moment. When we change the Office 2007 product to install, BDD automatically adjusts the quiet install command based on the information included in the setup or MSI file. Office will automatically install any language that is installed on the operating system. If the language pack is available, we can force English or another language pack to be installed as well. One of the ways to control setup is through the config.xml file. The config.xml file controls much of the configuration of the Office application during deployment. By default, everything is unavailable. If we ran setup with this config.xml, Office would run a typical interactive installation. specify the product key next. However, it will be stored on a share in plain text. You can also specify the product key in an MSP transform file. To avoid confusing users during install, specify the level of display that the installation will perform on the desktop computer. The None option will install Office silently. Basic will inform the user that Office is being installed, and Full will give the user the ability to customize the install using the installation wizard. To perform a zero-touch installation, automatically accept the end user license agreement. To only copy the local install source files without actually installing Office, select the cache-only checkbox. We will not use this feature in this example. Now, a look at the config.xml file will show what we have altered. Several of the items are no longer unavailable with exclamation points and contain the data we entered. As we just showed, the BDD application properties can be used to customize the installation by adding such features as the product key, customer name, and display level. These changes, including the product key, are stored in config.xml as clear text. We can instead perform these customizations using the Office customization tool to create MSP files. Access the Office customization tool from within BDD or by running the Office setup.exe with the switch /admin. The customization tool notifies us to save the file in the distribution shares applications /Microsoft Office 2007/update subdirectory so that the automated installation will locate it. Now we choose the product that we want to configure. The Microsoft Office customization tool can read any MSP file. Putting the product key in this location will make it not readable in plain text, but the resulting MSP file can be opened without any security checks. The Office customization tool offers much more complex customization capabilities than the configure.xml. It functions a lot like group policy. Options can be not configured, enabled, or disabled. The Office customization tool can also alter the look and feel of any Office product. It will enforce security features such as the ability of users to cache their passwords. By configuring the Exchange settings before Office is deployed, we can save a lot of time setting up new users. Enter the Exchange server settings. For the BDD deployment, to make use of these settings, save the file in the distribution share. Now the MSP file will be read by setup.exe, and these configurations will automatically be applied. If we create multiple MSP files, the file can be specified in the setup line command. Now we are ready to perform an unattended installation. We could use group policy to map the network drive and to run the setup command, but for this demonstration, we can see what the setup will actually do. Once we have mapped the network drive on the client, we can run the setup command with the appropriate switches. First, navigate to the application's directory. Run setup.exe, specifying what program to install by pointing at the appropriate config.xml file. Setup will begin using the basic user interface, as specified in config.xml, by specifying the quiet installation, accepting the EULA in config.xml or the Office customization tool, and providing a product key, we can perform a totally silent installation without any user intervention. The imaging process, the act of creating your base image, has changed slightly from BDD 2.5. The first few steps take place on the BDD server, then you apply the image to your reference computer. Here is the general process. First, gather the necessary source files. Of course, this will include Windows Vista. In addition, collect all the necessary drivers for your environment. If you are using SMS, perform a hardware inventory to create a report of the hardware that will require drivers. Applications such as Microsoft Office that you have elected to include in the base image should be collected at this point. Use the BDD Workbench MMC that we just employed in the previous demonstration to configure the build. Now the BDD Workbench MMC can be used to build the lab CD. Next, configure the build on a lab computer. Start with a blank computer, not an upgraded one. Install Vista in the desired configuration. The System Center Configuration Manager Task Sequencer, which is built into BDD, will guide you through the configuration, application installation, and sysprep of your image. BDD will then direct you to capture the image using the lab CD and the included Windows PE. A WIM will be created containing your new base image. Alternately, some organizations may just choose to deploy the Vista image as it is shipped. Since the image is HAL independent and drivers and security updates can be added as additional components while the image is offline, Vista is ready to be deployed. If you calculate that the amount of time that you would spend customizing the image is not worth the resulting convenience at your desktop, you can use a much shorter imaging process. Simply inject the new source files and drivers into the image, create an unattend.xml file using Windows System Image Manager, and move on to deployment. This process will be much quicker in the lab, but it will require additional steps at the desktop installing applications. It is also not compatible with SMS OSD, so it would not work for a zero-touch deployment. Let's see how this new BDD Light Touch deployment works. In this demonstration, we will use SMS 2003 to deploy the customized 2007 Office System application. Microsoft Systems Management Server can provide the platform for the deployment of Microsoft Office 2007. Let's look at how the new setup and deployment features of Office 2007 make that deployment process easier. This process will be largely familiar to users of SMS for previous software package deployments. Give the package a logical name. We will be using the setup and source files that came directly from the Microsoft Office 2007 DVD and are now in the distribution directory. In this way, we can use the BDD tool to make future customizations of the installation and not have to change the package in SMS. Identify the source directory for the installation. This can either be a local directory or a network share accessed by UNC. We will use the source that we copied into the BDD distribution share. We have created the package. In SMS, the program is the component of the package that SMS uses to define command lines, which are run on the client to install the package. The Microsoft Office program will be the setup.exe command line. Give the program a name that describes the application it installs. Select the Office Setup program. Since this program will be used to install Office Professional, use the same switch as the LightTouch BDD installation in the previous demonstration to point to config.xml. One of the advantages of MSI installation packages is repair processes. If Microsoft Office 2007 becomes damaged, it will first repair itself from the MSO cache on the local drive. If for some reason the cache is lost or also damaged, you can specify the program installer product code. SMS will then append the closest distribution point to the MSI source list after the local MSO cache. Define a distribution point for the package. Since Office 2007 is a large package, good distribution point design will be important to a successful deployment. Place deployment points close to clients. Avoid connection to distribution points over WAN links. We have only one distribution point. The package is now fully configured and ready to be advertised to clients. We can either use download and execute or run the installation from the distribution point. We will select the 2007 Microsoft Office System package and the Setup Pro program. Now select the collection or set of computers on which we want to install Office. You can create a collection specifically for Office or choose one of the default collections. Since this will be a network-intensive installation, you can create a schedule that will keep the deployment off of the network when it could interfere with other network traffic. You can use the schedule and selective collections to prevent all clients from downloading simultaneously. In addition, the BITS 2.0 update will allow you to throttle the amount of bandwidth that each client can consume. Unless you specify mandatory assignments, the installation will be optional and users will not receive the installation until they open System Management and run the advertised program. A mandatory assignment should be carefully considered for such a large package. Potentially, a large amount of workstations will start downloading the application at the same time, affecting not only their performance, but also the performance of that segment of the network in general. we can either run the program from the distribution point or download the program to the desktop and run the installation locally. Running the program from the distribution point will be more network intensive and possibly take more time. However, running the installation locally will require a great deal of hard disk space on the desktop. We have done a survey of the environment and determined that most of our desktop computers have enough hard drive space to run the installation locally. With SMS Advanced Client, we can look for additional distribution points if the local distribution point is unavailable or does not have the installation program. Microsoft Systems Management Server can provide the platform for the deployment of Microsoft Office 2007. The SMS client regularly refreshes computers and user policies. Through the Systems Management Control Panel, we can manually refresh the policy. While the policy is checking with the SMS server, we will review what we have covered so far in this session. For a large deployment, keep track of who has and who has not received the new application can be a challenge. Use SMS or MOM reporting features to track the deployment. The SMS report will identify all of the clients who qualify for an advertisement and identify whether they have accepted the application. Office 2007 is larger than the default SMS client download size. If using the Download and Run from Distribution Point setting in the SMS advertisement, expand the size of your SMS client temporary program download folder. Now we can look back at the workstation to run the advertised program. As we saw when we created the advertisement, we can also perform a zero-touch installation and force a mandatory schedule. In that case, no user interaction would be necessary. In comparison to the light touch process, the zero-touch process adds SMS and the OS deployment feature pack to the deployment. As a result, there is no wizard for deployment as there is in the light touch process. That is replaced by the SMS operating system deployment pack functionality. Applications and operating system images are delivered as SMS packages. These installations are kicked off from the server as controlled by an administrator. The zero-touch process is not dramatically changed from BDD 2.5. As we mentioned earlier, it is much more similar to the light-touch process in BDD 2007, as the light-touch process has adopted much of the zero-touch toolset. This will benefit technicians who move between the two processes. If you become familiar with one of the two processes, you'll be able to adopt the other much more quickly than in BDD 2.5. If you have already implemented Business Desktop Deployment version 2.5, the similarities mean that this is an easy migration path to the zero-touch migration process in BDD 2007. It is also designed to take into account the future release of System Center Configuration Manager 2007, the upcoming version of SMS. By employing BDD 2007 now for zero-touch deployment, it will be easier to add the features of SCCM 2007 when it is released. The BDD 2007 zero-touch deployment does have several enhancements over BDD 2.5. For instance, the SCCM task sequencer is available now for all zero-touch deployments. The new deployment process includes the capability to perform a full computer backup during the migration process as an added protection against lost data or problem migrations. BDD 2007 also uses a more granular driver management process. In BDD 2.5, drivers were installed by selecting a directory for each computer, make, and model. Then the entire directory was downloaded. Now the image computer will access the driver store and select drivers based on its own plug-and-play IDs. This will take into account the more heterogeneous desktop environment where computers have been customized. It will reduce the amount of problem computers that require personal attention during the migration. Let's summarize this session on Vista and Office deployment. This session covered methods and practices to deploy Windows Vista and Office 2007. We noted the new WIM image format and the tools, such as ImageX and Windows Deployment Services, that are designed to work with new deployment plan that will be easier and more cost-effective. We talked about how deployment will change for Vista. Office 2007 also includes some significant changes that will affect how you deploy it. For instance, the local installation source, or LIS, is now the single core origin from Office installation. Finally, we examine the newest versions of Business Desktop Deployment 2007 Solution Accelerator. The newest version includes wizards and applications that will guide you through the deployment of not only operating systems, but also of Microsoft Office. To get more information on the products and technologies we have covered today, we have some online resources available that can help. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. You can also visit www.microsoft.com/technet/dsk-03 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. Several other resources are available from Microsoft. Popular author and MVP William Stanek offers expert insights in this first look into the latest generation of Windows operating systems. Discover the new features and tools for deploying Windows Vista, help secure PCs and user accounts, migrate user settings and data, manage application compatibility, improve reliability, reduce support costs, develop applications, and help users achieve new levels of productivity and success, whether at home or on the job. Introducing Microsoft Windows Vista is a guided preview for IT professionals, business decision makers, early adopters, users, developers, and anyone else who wants to start planning and hit the ground running with Windows Vista. Microsoft Systems Management Server 2003 Administrator's Companion by Stephen D. Kazmarek provides information on how to plan, install, and operate SMS on your network, including application deployment and inventory. There are also a number of good books from other publishers. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It is an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills in implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The Skills Assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Press books, and other Microsoft learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including Security and Patch Management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you set yourself apart from the next candidate? The Microsoft certification program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. several accreditations are available. Starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional, MCP, you can become a fully certified system administrator, MCSA, system engineer, MCSE, or a desktop specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which you might find interesting. To help explain this in more detail, I'd like to introduce Ian Brackenbury, TechNet Subscriptions Project Manager, to cover these changes.
TechNet Plus Subscription introduces its newest offering, TechNet Plus Direct. With TechNet Plus Direct, subscribers get all of the benefits of TechNet Plus for 30% less. Subscribers receive fast, easy access to the tools and information they need to get the most out of Microsoft solutions. A subscription provides IT professionals with immediate online access to all the essential technical resources they need to resolve technical issues faster, get hands-on experience with the latest Microsoft technologies, and build technical skills. Subscribers now get immediate access to all their subscription features in one convenient location, our new online benefits portal. Subscribers get access through subscriber download to Microsoft full version software for evaluation and beta releases without time or feature limits. No more waiting for media shipments. This includes Microsoft Server, client, and application software titles. With full version software, subscribers can make informed decisions about new technologies and deployments at their own pace. For the toughest technical questions, a TechNet Plus subscription also comes with two complimentary professional support incidents. Subscribers can talk to a Microsoft support professional to quickly resolve their mission-critical technical issues fast. TechNet Plus also provides access to over 100 managed news groups. Subscribers can exchange ideas with other professionals and get expert answers to their technical questions within the next business day, guaranteed. In addition, subscribers can also chat with a Microsoft Search Assistant online for help finding the technical resources they need or for assistance with non-technical questions. Subscribers also get access to technical information and tools, including the TechNet Plus library containing the knowledge base, security updates, service packs, resource kits, and more. TechNet Plus offers proven value that far exceeds its cost. The two complimentary professional support incidents alone more than offset the cost of a TechNet Plus subscription. Add to that the evaluation and beta software and other technical resources, and TechNet Plus clearly boosts productivity. Every IT professional on the team needs one. TechNet Plus is available exclusively online without media shipments. For more information, please visit technet.microsoft.com/subscriptions. There are a number of free community resources available on TechNet. You can attend a regular chat with members of the product groups or technology specialists from Microsoft, or you can attend a webcast where you can see sessions like the one you've just watched, but presented live and with the ability to ask questions as you go. You can also read or post questions in public news groups. The newsgroup page lists the available groups and provides an interface from which you can read and post messages. TechNet Plus subscribers can use these groups to post questions, and through their subscription ID, are guaranteed a response from Microsoft support professionals and IT experts by the next business day. The main community site provides a comprehensive list of resources available, more than we can cover on this slide, and the page has some dynamic features with continually updated content. The events page provides dates and details about attending a live TechNet event. These events take place around the world and provide the opportunity for you to talk to Microsoft specialists face-to-face. And finally, the TechNet columns provide a variety of topics written by industry authors. And with that, thank you for taking the time to listen to this TechNet session.